It's 6:45. This is 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist. Our live and studio visits are brought to you by College of the Rockies, and they're getting sent for the upcoming school season. And today's guest is from the Cranbrook Radio Club Society. Kevin Lewis is the president. Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Get you right close on that microphone, but yeah.
Good morning, Dennis. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Gee, yeah, you were nice and early. I wish all our guests came in that early.
Well, I didn't want to be late.
your dad told you to be early.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
How did you get this club going? We'll start there, and then we'll talk about what you're up to right now.
Well, I'm a ham radio operator, so I figured I was looking at different things for public safety and that, and because our environment is changing, there's more fires, there's more floods, so I wanted to be involved somewhat in that area of seeing if I could put another tool in the toolbox as far as safety. So what I did is actually my first project was a repeater project, which basically is up and running, and it's been running now for probably a year and a half. And basically just looking at other programs and other projects. My next project that I'm doing now is actually, it's called an ECSU. It's an emergency support, or an emergency communication support unit, which is going to be done. It'll be done out of a revamped ambulance. It'll be all radios and everything.
Interesting. Do you have to fundraise for all these?
I do, yes.
Okay, good. And that brings us to what we're up to right now.
Yep, we're doing a ham. This will be one of the probably the first. I know they've had them earlier on, like probably 20 years ago, but not to this extent. This is going to be the big annual ham swap and shop like they have in the U.S. So basically, I'm hoping I get lots of support on this. I've actually ran around and did my homework and got hotel rates at a discount rate for the people that are going to be coming from out of town. And hopefully I can engage the community. And
about how much money do you think it takes for somebody to become a ham operator? Is there licensing for it as well?
There is, actually. Normally, they have courses out there. They have a course in the ham study side. And then you take your exam. So I think the courses are about $120, but that includes the cost of getting your license. But once you have your license, once you have your ham license, you have it for life.
How do you like it as a hobby?
It's actually wonderful. I mean, I remember as a kid when I had a CB radio when I was 10 years old, and I was talking to California in the mornings from North Vancouver, British Columbia. So I've made a lot of contacts actually with mine, actually all out of the country, Europe, Asia, Japan. It's amazing what you can do on 100 watts on a radio.
Excellent. As far as the dates and times go of your upcoming event, then?
The dates and time is September 7th and 8th. The time starts each day at 9 o'clock and it ends at 7 o'clock. And it's at the Tanaha Government Building Gymnasium.
Okay, good. And you see you've got people coming from out of town?
I've actually sent out invitations all over all the Lower Mainland on Vancouver Island to all the ham clubs and also into Alberta.
So will the public be able to come in while you're doing this?
The public is free to come in, actually, because this is the way that we can get the younger crowd interested in the hobby. Because, you know, the hobby is not finished. It's got lots of potential for new ham operators.
You're looking at two computers right now and four microphones all around us. I've got a control panel. What do you have at home? Pretty much what I've got in front of me.
No, mine's a little different. Mine's just the radio hooked up to an antenna switch and an antenna tuner, and basically I just talk. I've got the speaker that's on the radio, and it's pretty, I mean, it's endless what you can do with a ham shack.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure it is. Yeah. And you don't have to read the news.
No. No, I've got it all.
Thank you for coming in. We'll make sure that we're promoting this for you leading up to September the 7th, and I'll pop over there on that day. Sounds good.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me there, Dennis.
And can people get a hold of you just on your website?
Yep. If somebody wants to book a room, if they're from out of town, if they go right to my website, which is www.cranbrookarc.ca, And right on the main page where it's, there's a big box there that says we are a registered charity. There's a link down there which will link you to set a room date for the Days Inn here in Cranbrook.
Thank you. Cranbrook Radio Club Society President Kevin Lewis, and our live in studio visits are brought to you by College of the Rockies.